You're listening to the Freedom Unaffiliated podcast, where you'll hear from the experts at Independence Institute on freedom issues facing Colorado. It's not about left and right. It's about your life and liberties.
Lawmakers lie on the ballot again to take away your Tabor money. By me, John Caldera, published April 19th, 2026. I know this is going to shock you, but the system is rigged. Maybe not in the conspiracy theory, tinfoil hat kind of way, but in the simple, obvious, right in front of your face way. Politicians get to play by rules you don't. And every now and then, they get so brazen about it, you have to stop and admire their hustle. We Coloradans have been painfully clear for decades. We want our taxpayers' Bill of Rights. We want our government spending limits. And yes, we want our refunds when government takes in too much. I mean, how many times do we have to say no? 1998, Referendum B, no. 2011, Proposition 103, no. 2013, Amendment 66, no. 2019, Proposition CC, no. 2023, Prop HH, no. And none of these elections were even close. At this point, voters aren't whispering, they're screaming, live within your means. But like shrill children demanding mommy buy them something, politicians can't stop asking. Like the kid, they know they can wear you down. Because if they can get you to say yes just once, it's game over. Tabor refunds disappear forever. I mean, forever. Tabor originally said they could keep excess tax revenue for 4 years, and only if we voters approved it first. Then the Colorado Supreme Court clarified that 4 years actually means forever. I guess because four and forever kind of sound the same. Good to know words still have meaning, and our political elite keep fighting to protect democracy. So now comes Senate Bill 135, and you'll never guess what it does. It ends your Tabor refund forever. But don't worry, this time it's for the kids. Cue the violins. Quite literally, that's what you're going to read on the ballot. It says the money will go to education. There is no mention of a penny going to anything else. The ballot language the legislators who want your money wrote practically tucks you in at night. Quote, shall state investment in K-12 public education increase? Increase teacher pay. Increase retention. Lower class size. Increase access to career and technical courses without raising taxes. I mean, it's beautiful, inspiring, almost makes you want to cry. But it's also nonsense, because buried in the fine print of the bill is the part they hope you'll never notice. The legislature's own analysis says this lets the state keep about $1.3 billion extra starting in year one alone. Want to guess how much goes to education? Only about $200 million. That's a mere 15%. The other 85%? It's a blank check for the legislature to spend it however it wants. You never know that from the ballot language they wrote for themselves. Here's where it gets fun. When politicians refer something to the ballot, they get to write the ballot language you read on election day. That is, they get to lie through their teeth. When we lowly citizens propose something, a group of three unelected people called the title board writes what voters read at the voting booth. Again, one set of rules for them, a different set of rules for us. So I tried an experiment. I took SB 135 and submitted it word for word as a citizen's initiative. And here's how the title board translated it. Quote, shall there be a change to Colorado revised statute allowing the state to keep and spend and requiring the state to use a portion for education and allowing the state to use the rest of the money for any purpose determined by the legislature. Same policy, totally different honesty level. So if you vote yes and kiss away your Tabor refunds, education will get a portion of it, 15%, and the legislature will get the rest of the money for any purpose. Their words, not mine. One version sounds like a gift to school children. The other sounds like what it actually is, a cash grab. And then the legislature had the nerve to call this cash grab, quote, without raising taxes. Notice there's no such wording in the title board's language, which is impressive. If I take more of your money, but claim I didn't, jail time is in my future. When politicians and the political elite do it, they're only encouraged to lie even more next time. So go ahead, vote yes this fall if you like the idea of kissing your Tabor refunds goodbye forever. Just know full well, it's not for the kids. It's for our lawmakers to cover their rear ends after increasing Medicaid enrollment 200% and overspending the state into a fiscal hole.
We hope you've enjoyed Freedom Unaffiliated. If so, please share it and like and subscribe while you're at it. For more content from Independence, go to thinkfreedom.org. Thanks for joining us.